Today we're talking about a very special camp. It's called Lions Camp Horizon, and today we're talking with Don Webster, who is the president. Well, welcome, Don. Tell me a little bit more about Lions Camp Horizon.
Okay. Lions Camp Horizon has been serving Whatcom County in Northwest Washington and beyond since 1974, and it's owned and operated by the Lions of District 19H, which is basically Northwest Washington and Southwest British Columbia.
What kind of services do you provide?
We provide summer residential camping sessions for developmentally and physically disabled teens and adults. And we have no upper age limit, which is kind of unique. And so that term, that becomes a vacation, if you will, for those campers. But it also provides a service in that it's a respite period for their caregivers, particularly the family members who are caregivers.
I understand that you have the AmeriCorps there with you.
That's right. This is our second year to have an AmeriCorps team here. The first one was in 2019, and of course 2020 was a write-off year. We've got a team of, they're actually titled AmeriCorps NCCC, NCCC as they call it, to distinguish from the other sectors, but we have a team of 10 members here. They're all from different parts of the country, most of them from central or eastern states. And they will be here for 9 weeks in total, working on safety improvements and maintenance and improvements for the facilities that will benefit both campers and even our renters, because we do rent our facilities to renters. By the time the team leaves, they will have donated about 3,600 volunteer hours, and they're just an amazing group of young adults. They're 18 to 24 years of age. Some just finished high school, some partway through college or finishing college. And it's just an amazing group of youthful enthusiasm and such a can-do attitude. They're really fun to have around.
I understand that you have plans for a fully vaccinated camp this year.
That's right. We struggled, like a lot of other businesses and nonprofits, as to what we would be doing this year. And in the end, we decided, out of caution, but also recognizing the need that exists for camper breaks and respite breaks, that we wanted to run some sort of camp sessions. So this year, all campers, staff, and volunteers have to be fully vaccinated to be on site. That minimizes the risk of transmission or at least of somebody becoming seriously ill, COVID ill, as a result of being part of camp.
Indeed. What kind of activities do you do at the camp?
We try to tailor it to the capabilities of the campers who are here, but we have some normal routines. We have a rather unique artifact from when the Air Force had this place. We have a two-lane bowling alley. So they usually start out the morning with some of them will go bowling, some will do arts and crafts, and then there'll be various afternoon activities. Could be outdoors or indoors, depending on the weather and, of course, also evolving COVID restrictions. They do talent shows. We'll have archery and different activities, again, depending on the weather and the group that we have. We run our camps from Monday morning to Friday midday. And there'll be campfires and movie nights and various other things to keep them engaged and entertained. And for many of our campers, one of the unique things is because they don't age out, many of our campers have been coming for years, some decades, because we've been operating since 74. It's almost like a mini reunion when they register on the first day because they know so many other campers who are here.
Oh, what fun. If someone would like to support your efforts, how can they do so?
Well, they can visit our website, which is www.lionscamphorizon.org. And there's ability to donate online. Last year and this year is a pretty lean year for fundraising for us, so we can always use some cash. We're also actually looking for some seasonal employees at present to help us with our sessions that will be occurring during July of this year. And that'll be posted on our website, kind of job openings that are there, temporarily. And then there's also the opportunity to volunteer. It may not be volunteering during the camp season so much, but we operate this facility as a public park for Whatcom County Parks and Recreation year-round, so there's always work to be done in a facility that's over 70 years old.
We've been talking with Don Webster, the president of Lions Camp Horizon. Thank you so much, Don, for joining us here on KGMI.